Friday morning, the first Friday of the month, is reserved for Jackie and Keith at Northwoods Community Realty. That's a combo we have here today anyway. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to see you back here in the studio this morning. And 3 new inches. Do either of you two do snowmobiling? You're a snowmobiler too, aren't you, Jackie?
Yeah, okay.
I got to ask you, how have the trails been out there? What have you guys seen snowmobile
really
trail-wise? Really good?
Really good, yeah. With that super cold weather, kind of stunk, but it froze that base down, and now we get a little bit of unexpected 3 inches of snow.
Yeah, this is very nice.
The clubs are out grooming like crazy, but they've been smooth and flat. And
good to hear. Yeah, Jackie, really where nice. Do you like to ride?
Yeah, you got to love an ice base. You know, it just as long as you got some studs on there to not slide around the corners. We were out over the weekend. My daughter was home, and she hadn't ridden in 10 years. And pop on, and we put on about 200 miles in a weekend. So I'm a rider, though. I don't like to stop.
Yeah. You keep going. You don't need the hot tub afterwards either. You're good to go. And
As long as it's warm enough out and I don't need to stop and warm up, I just want to ride.
30 below is too cold to do anything outside.
It was. We kind of skipped that week.
Pretty smart. Northwoods Community Realty right here in Tomahawk. There's an office in Lake Tomahawk as well, and sometimes I forget to mention that. But, there's an office in Lake Tomahawk as well covering that end of the Northwoods. How are you guys fixed for listings right now at Northwoods Community Realty? I'll bet you could use a few.
Yeah, so, you know, this time of year, the inventory is always a little lower, but we have actually had quite a few listings. It's been a busy week. So I listed a $200,000 house in the country in the Harshaw area that, surprisingly, it went on while we had that cold snap. So I think that just kind of, you know, not too many people want to look at houses when it's 30-some below.
Right.
So it took a bit, but we got an accepted offer on that last night.
Wow.
I really thought there would be a lot more interest in that. I was very surprised. So, we're trying to get some more listings in that price point. That's kind of our first-time home buyer market.
Okay.
So hoping to fill that need. And then I have a new one that I just put on yesterday on Virgin Lake, which is just in that Nokomis area. But surprisingly enough, it's in the Rylander School District. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure you could flex that. It's right off of Highway N on the very east side
of Lincoln County.
Nokomis area.
Okay.
So you go like Hancock.
No, that's
Lake
Oneida
Road.
County, isn't it?
Yes.
It's Oneida County.
Yep.
So Hancock Lake Road, and then it's right there. There's Virgin Lake. It's a little 36-acre lake.
Yeah.
Nice and deep, good fishing, and it is on 3.5 acres. So 3-bedroom, 3-bath. Great little year-round home for somebody that just wants a small lake in the area or second home for somebody.
Some people, I think, prefer the smaller lakes. They don't want all the traffic out there and there. They just want to be able to go out there, throw some bobbers in the water, and relax and have some peace and quiet. Sounds perfect for that.
Yeah, that's perfect for people that like the paddleboard.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have
kayaking,
to worry about wakes. Yeah, yep. Kayaking. And then they like it too. If you have grandkids and they're swimming, you don't have to worry about, you know, waves coming, boats flying by, everything's just putting around. So we do have a big market for no wake lakes.
Yeah. Well, so that people are specifically requesting that nowadays. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Quiet sports. There are loons on that lake too. So you still have all the wildlife there. It's kind of crazy. When I went there, the people just have not been there and, they're, going through some stuff, so you know it's just one of those things. This time of year, we have the listings we're getting are sometimes it's just people that really just need to sell, and
life happens kind of thing.
Yes.
And but the inventory is low, so it is a great time to be on because there's very little to choose from. So you're going to be the only new listing out there, especially on water. And there were so many deer trails going across this property. It was, I don't think I've ever seen that many deer trails.
Yeah, it was
and
a deer
they haven't
highway.
Been there. Yeah, it was definitely a deer highway there. So he's like, oh, yeah, in that neighborhood, they're definitely hunkering down for the winter there.
Yeah. What's the price tag on that one, Jackie?
It's $525.
Okay.
So very affordable. It
sounds like a big house, too.
Yeah, it's like over 2,600 square feet.
Oh, lots of it.
Walkout
basement. Part of it was an older cabin, but they added on like a huge addition onto that. So You're going to love this. You know, if anybody is like worried about losing electricity, and the previous owner, I sold this to them. So the previous owner, he was a prepper. And so he has 2,000 gallon LP tanks that he owned, plus another 500 LP tank. Backup generator. He actually had a hand pump well just in case all of that failed.
Really?
He would
wow.
still have access to water. So, like, you could be off the grid there with those 2,000 gallon LP tanks. So it's very interesting property. Be great.
And if you think it's not possible, some of the folks down south, they've been without power for maybe a couple of weeks now. They're going on almost 2 weeks with no power. So it can happen up here just as easy. So you won't be, you'll be ready to go if that's your new home.
Yeah.
And people can probably go and see that right away if they want to, right?
They sure can. It's vacant and easy to show.
Let me ask you, too, with these listings, the ones that come in now, how long are these things staying on the market? It sounds like they're selling pretty fast.
They are. It depends on what it is. I have one that's been out there for probably 6 months on Altman Road up in the Willow. I think maybe it's just a little too off the beaten path, you know, the Willow area. It's super popular right now. It's just up there snowmobiling. So it's a great area to snowmobile up there if you want to go to Bucksnort. That's on Willow Lake, and it is 20 acres on Willow Lake. And it's a little very well-kept little manufactured home that he used for a second home and cabin. Again, deer galore up in there on that little 20 acres. Has a big, long catwalk and dock that has access, or has a big dock on the river that leads into Willow Lake, but great fishing there. If somebody's looking for a little getaway, we're down to, I think, 175 on that.
Wow. And if you want to know what the real Northwoods is, that's the real Northwoods.
Yeah. So... if anybody's interested in that, it's all plowed out. We're still showing that. I think that's a great deal, and that's been out there for a bit. Otherwise, you know, things are definitely moving. We're not carrying a ton of inventory. There's a couple little things. I'm just going to throw that out there again. You know, bottoms up. You know, if anybody knows anybody that would love to, you know, move to the Northwoods and run an amazing bar restaurant, I have to say, bottoms up, they have such a great staff there, and their staff is willing to stay. They have an amazing cook. Their grilled prime rib is like the best I've ever had. It's
really
amazing. I had never had it there, and I, you know, we've been going there to eat quite a bit because our son is just down the road, and we've been remodeling and not wanting to cook. And boy, their cook is just amazing. So they have a great staff. If anybody wants to, you know, expand that business, they have such a beautiful patio area for summer entertainment. They could really expand what they have built there.
Yeah. I lived right across the street for a long time, and there was always business there. So people like going to Bottoms Up for a long time and probably continue. And so the best advice, I've seen several, it's happened a couple of times where some folks from out of town, they come up here, they buy a restaurant, they say, we're going to do it our way. And there's a for sale sign on the place already. Why not just inherit that great business clientele and the menu and everything? Just walk right in and start, you know, taking the checks to the bank.
And the boat landing right there?
Oh, the boat landing, too.
Yeah, they own the boat landing there, too. And Tom and Jerry had, when they bought this, you know, they had a restaurant in Wausau. And so, you know, they had such a great history and knew exactly what they were doing, and they've really done a great business there. She's got a lot of grandkids, and they're just ready. They're ready to retire. She's ready to go spend time with grandbabies. So that's the only reason they're selling, and just ready to pass the torch to somebody new.
How about you, Keith? What do you got on your list these days?
I've got, let's see, nothing right now, new listings that I can talk about because I don't have them signed.
Okay.
And we get in trouble if we do that.
Yeah, can't do that.
Right. But we're going to have a bunch more coming on, I would say, in the next month.
So watch the website. Yes. Get on that email list right away if you want to have first dibs on this stuff. Maybe hire one of your staff members to be an agent for you to go and look for the property.
Yes.
That's, that's a good way to go, too.
Yeah, so we do have a new vacant lot, too, over on Freedom Trail, which is just over
right down
across
a.
the woods
Freedom
here.
Trail. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. I saw your sign out there.
Yeah. Yep. Back in there.
Nice little subdivision back in there, and it borders a little creek back in there, which is really nice. It's all cleared. The power is in. It's all ready to go. So that's a great affordable lot. I think we're at 55 with that.
Okay.
So we're starting to get a couple little things, and there's definitely some things in the hopper here that are going to be coming soon.
Speaking of a buyer's agent, we can kind of skip to our next topic here. It's, Valentine's next weekend, so it's matchmaking time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always thinking up here. Bringing buyers and sellers together, there's got to be a process. There's got to be some kind of science to it. You're doing it right when the process goes super simple and everything. So matchmaking for buyers and sellers, what's some of the magic that you use at Northwoods Community Realty, Jackie, to make that happen?
Yeah, we actually have... this last month, you know, being Valentine's Day.
Yep.
So we're going to be closing a couple that we matchmaked with buyers and sellers. So we have, obviously, a ton of people looking for property. Our buyer agents, I have three buyer's agents, Sam, Gabby, and Cheyenne. And sometimes, you know, we sit in our office meeting, we know that we have a specific need. And then sometimes... You know, sellers, they just are in a different situation. It could be divorce, it could be death, it could be a lot of different things. And
health.
Just very sensitive to, maybe they're just not quite ready to put it on the market, or there's some things that they want to do. And sometimes we can matchmake those and make it easier for them for that transition without... sometimes listing your property is just too overwhelming for some people.
Just the thought of moving and all that goes along with moving, that mm-hmm. can keep people just stand pat just like that.
Yeah.
So sometimes we try to make that easier for them. If we can find them a buyer and they don't have to worry about, sometimes it's just they're just overwhelmed with the stuff that they have, and they feel like I don't want anybody in my house. I got to clean everything out. Yeah. But it's never going to happen for some people. Mm-hmm. Like, they will never clean out until they have an accepted offer. And they're like, well, then, you know, that's their push, you know, to just move. But it's just worried about being ready for showings and pictures and all of that is just too overwhelming for them. So we try to help out the best we can and match them with a great buyer, and it's been working out well.
What are some of the ways that you guys use to ease their minds then?
A lot of it can be done in the negotiation where, let's say, if it's on the market, you're looking at closing within 45 days. A lot of the matchmaking ones, maybe the buyers need 60 days or the sellers, so you can work with that closing date. Mm-hmm. You can work with certain stuff that they have to get done, perhaps septic or... You know, something that could be done. It kind of prevents them from putting it on the market. But this buyer's like, hey, I'll wait till April. Yeah. We can get this done. And then that way they got time to look for a house. So a lot of that works really good in the matchmaking.
Okay.
But it does start with our communication. Like, if I'm working with a buyer and Jackie's got this house that they're maybe thinking about selling, you know, in our Wednesday meetings, we can talk about that and then kind of put those together in terms that work for the buyer and the seller.
Yeah, because it's hard to put something on the market if you have something, you know, it needs a new roof or it needs a new septic, and that can't be done until spring. There's definitely ways that we can work that out, but it's really hard to put something on the market with when you're dealing with terms to the masses, right? But if you're dealing with one specific buyer, you know, we can work that out internally. So it definitely works out for those people that just have some unique situations.
Mm-hmm. Takes a lot of stress away. And again, this is why I think you got to have somebody professional on your side to do all this stuff for you. Take some of the worry and the stress away. We don't do this every day. You do. And so let you guys worry about it. We'll just sit back and follow your instructions because you've done this over and over and over. And so that's why, you got to have somebody on your side working for you, especially in any market, but especially these days. Northwoods Community Realty, my guests here this morning, Jackie and Keith are here with us. And so anything else on matchmaking, bringing buyers and sellers together? I assume if somebody wants to say, okay, I've been listening to you guys on the radio for a while, we're kind of thinking about listing, but we don't know what this place is worth. We don't know what all the wherewithal. We'd rather not have to move this stuff. Who can help me with the move? Just call the office, and you guys answer all the questions.
Okay.
Definitely we meet with people all the time before they're getting ready to sell. You know, we may meet with people for a couple years,
yeah,
you know, but update and market analysis and kind of pointing them in the direction, what to do, what not to do, you know, preparing.
We're closing one this month, a couple on Nokomis, and I think we went there. I had in my notes and even pictures from like 4 years ago. He had us all out, and he's like, you know, what do you think I need to do? And he actually redid all of his landscaping and redid the master bathroom and did some ceiling updates, got rid of some popcorn ceiling, and he put his house on the market. I think, you know, sometimes people know, you know, he's moving to grandchildren. You know, that happens a lot.
That's a big one.
And, you know, so in the back of their mind, they kept thinking, you know, oh, someday we're probably going to sell this. And, you know, 4 years later, they pulled the trigger and they bought something else, and we put their house on the market, and it was just perfect and ready to go. So sometimes it's just a process. You know, you might not be selling today, but down the future, you know, hey, you know, my kids moved away and they're going to get married and eventually have kids, and maybe someday I'm going to have to relocate. So. Mm-hmm.
This is sounding very familiar. I had a conversation with Mark Schlegel from Heritage the other day, and we were talking about the buying process for an RV, that it's not a, you know, come on the lot, kick the tire, write a check, and you drive the thing home. He says it's a year's process sometimes for a lot of people. Same thing for a house.
Definitely.
But the thing that he said that really stuck with me, we still encourage you to come in. We're not going to expect you to buy today. We know this is a process. I'm assuming you're the same way. Just start the relationship at some point. Start now, and whatever happens in the future, it'll happen.
Yep.
Yeah, and we keep all our CMAs, and then it's easy for us a year later to go back and update it. But at least we have a baseline, and we can look at what the market's been doing, you know, since they first talked to us till they get ready to sell.
Got it. Got time for one more topic. Are we going to do how to prepare for a spring sale, or talk about Realtor Day in Madison?
Realtor Day in Madison.
Okay.
Samantha and I are going next week down to Madison. If anybody has any topics that they want heard in Madison, we are actually sitting down with our representatives from this area, and we get to sit down with them in the courthouse. It's an amazing experience, and we get to hear from the governor and talk about different topics that are real estate related, you know, whether it's your taxes or
zoning.
Housing is obviously one of the big issues that we're going to be talking about, maybe loosening up some of the zoning restrictions so builders can get through that permit process a lot faster, and it's just easier for them to, you know, do some multifamilies or in different areas that haven't been zoned for it. So those are some of the things that we're going to be talking about, but it's a great time to be in front of these representatives and let them know what we're doing in the Northwoods and how maybe that's different than the people that are in Madison, you know, so they don't forget about us and our little problems up here.
Yeah, so if anybody listening right now has any of those real estate concerns they would like to have put in front of our representatives in Madison, they can call the office and say, Jackie, I heard you're taking requests here to take to Madison. So just call and let yourself be heard.
Yep.
We're out of time here this morning. Keith, how do you want to leave us today?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Just give us a call. Talk about buying or selling, whatever you want to do, and we'll point you in the right direction.
Got it. Jackie, how do you want to leave us today?
Yeah, check out our website, northwoodscommunityrealty.com. All our new listings are coming soon.
Yeah, you guys are so easy to work with, too, and I think that's a feather in your hats as well. So thank you for being here with us this morning. I hope you have a great rest of the month, and I hope those listings start pouring in.
Yes. Right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you both very much.